Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Here on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we have got an outstanding show coming up for you. But first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible.
We certainly do, Cal. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, AFS Foundation, and waterproofing specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, and Daphne's hottest place for chow, the waterfront restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive, the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, we want to thank all our sponsors, and you are great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook, or you can give us a shout here, 343-0106. And you can always check out ScuttlebuttNetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. And speaking of topics of the day, we have got a fantastic event coming up in, I guess you could say, the Mobile Bay Area. That is going to be the Veterans Helping Veterans Car Show and Jeep Bash. Now, that's going to be over at the Battleship, and we have the pleasure of being joined by Mr. Greg Looney, who is with a lot of the local Jeep clubs, and he's here, and I know he and Tom have a lot of information on this event and how it can help out local veterans and their families.
And it's an extreme pleasure to have Greg on here with me tonight, Cal. Greg is he's a Jeepster, as they call themselves. He has one, has had several. And then he's also been involved in a lot of the car shows around town because they had one for his mom, I think, 12 years it was? 12?
15.
15 years, that's okay. Right. They had the Shirley Looney car show at Dolphin Baptist Church over there for quite a few years, and this year they had it out at Mobile Municipal. But he's got a lot of background with the Jeeps, knows a lot of these people, goes to a lot of the events, and it's a pleasure to have him working with the P.L. Wilson Detachment Marine Corps League this year on our car show and our Jeep Bash. So, Greg, glad to have you aboard, brother.
Glad to be here, man. Thanks.
I'll tell you what, you are a member of the Scallywags?
That's right.
Wonder where the hell they come up with that name. is that a bad thing or something,
no,
or what?
No, it's a good name. We're
okay,
good guys.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're a good guy?
Oh, yeah.
But
right. It
sounds like you're Scallywags, like you're pirates.
That's right. Man. There's a few questionable characters.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Well, do you start the list? Yeah. I've known this gentleman for quite a few years. What was it, 17, when you went to work with me?
Yeah, so it's been Probably 47 years that we go back, Tom. We won't talk about those details.
I can tell you know how old I am. I had the pleasure the other day of going to Bubba Jackson's 97th birthday.
Wow.
And one of the guys that come in there, and he says, what would you say your name was? I said, Tom. He says, Claxton. I said, yeah. He said, I'm such and such the fourth. I said, you got to be kidding. He said, no. I said, I haven't seen you since you was 12 years old when you played Little League ball for me. I said, man, I'm getting old. He said, I'm retiring. What you talking about? Yeah. So I don't know, man. That old age just crept up on me. He's just knocked the hell out of me. But it's a real pleasure to be able to have this event this weekend at the Battleship. It's the fifth annual Veterans Helping Veterans Car Show and Jeep Bash on the Bay. And we have some really, really nice trophies. All the trophies that we have for the Jeepsters are all 3D printed.
Yep.
They're one of a kind. There'll never be another one like that. So it's, the guys like to get those kind of trophies.
That's right.
And then on the car shows, we've actually got some wooden plaques that have been special made, and they have been laser burnt with laser burning into them. They don't have a plaque on them with the writing and all. It's burned into the wood.
It's neat.
So it's a really a neat unit that, I figured everybody, you worked with me on the race cars and all,
that's
and you
right.
drove race cars for a lot of years and worked with your dad. But we, everybody had a shop full of those trophies,
That's right.
The trophy shop trophies,
Yep.
And I said, yeah, we get involved with this class. I want the trophy to be different. And we don't give out first, second, third. Everybody don't get a dang trophy.
That's right.
There's one place for each class of car, and that's best of show.
That's right.
For that class. So,
well, after you do this for so long, you collect these trophies, and but the unique ones, they keep coming to the front.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that you want to display and put out, and the regular old trophy shop generics, you end up in a box.
I had a guy call me the other day about it. He says, I was there last year, and I got one of those duck trophies. He says, are y'all going to have those again this year? I said, yeah, we got some brand new designs. Oh, man, I'm coming. I got mine on my mantle.
That's
it
right.
It said right in the middle of my mantle.
We got some new ducks.
Yeah, well, he said, oh, yeah, we got new ducks, baby. Quack, 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 quack. But the reason for this show, and it has been so gracious to have Greg work with us, is the fact that we in the Marine Corps League have been able to establish the revenue and get it, thanks with deals like when Cal was involved with us and put that together. And so we got money to take care of our Marines.
That's right.
But then every now and then, and some special people that have 501Cs that are veteran orientated, are in need of revenue and all, and then we'd like to help them.
That's right.
We vet them. We know there's a need. So we decided to come up with this show and develop some additional revenue that we can just use for any vets,
And, well, the vets, they have sacrificed so much for us and the things that we take for granted every day. And I think it's our responsibility and our place to take care of those guys when they're in need. Looked out for us.
Yeah, when they have a need, we need to do it.
And that's right.
We actually see a lot of those actual events and the vendors and all that will be over there this Saturday. The event is this Saturday. We'll be there from like 8 till 2 p.m. I'll bring it to your attention in a little while, some of the units that we're going to donate some money to. And because we see the need, because they're working with our veterans and they're doing things for them that they need it, and not just desire, but need.
That's right.
Like equine therapy and what all they're doing with our guys with PTSD and stuff like that, But we're really proud, but We're really getting some interest. We got Jeeps coming from Gulfport.
That's right.
And Pensacola.
Well, I think the, you know, number one, the Battleship is an awesome venue.
Oh, yes.
You know, the people that live here, we take it for granted. We drive past it on 10 all the time. But it's an awesome site, and it makes for a great show. The venue is just perfect for a show. And so.
We have plenty of room, and, you know, we get our. Get all the amenities that go with it there to be able to take care of our car show people. And we try to put on a good show for
them. That's right. You know?
But then on the other side of the break, we'll come back and we'll be with Greg again. We'll get a little bit more information out to you about our event that's forthcoming. And later on the show, Ned Boykin will call. And he's not only Jeeps, but he's military vehicles.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And for those of you who like to listen on demand, you can catch our regularly aired programs via podcast on the FM Talk 106.5 app. And Tom's Tirade, they're up on castbox.fm. And again, we are speaking with Mr. Greg Looney. From the local Jeep community, and I love the fact that he is with the Scallywags.
Scallywags.
sounds like a scoundrel group there.
Yeah. Well, hey, Cal. When I saw him in the Mardi Gras parade, they had some Jeeps in there, and I looked up there, and he had a skeleton, you know, riding around in the Jeep with him. I'm going like, wait a minute. That guy's been on too big a diet. I mean, you need to stop and get that boy a hamburger.
Yeah. Well, you know, it depends on if it was one of those, old World War II Jeeps. You never know, Tom.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, you're talking about that. We've got a guy that's coming in there with he called me the other day, and he's bringing a 43 or 44 model Jeep, a regular old military Jeep, and one of the little old military trailers that they used to haul around. I actually had one when I was in the Corps in the 50s. I had a Jeep that I drove around, you know, for the supply department, so supply depot.
Well, yeah, that's because the Marines just got all the leftover stuff from the Army, so that's why you were just getting it in the 50s. I mean, that was probably some new equipment for the Marines.
Hey, let me tell we're talking about Jeeps and military stuff and all, and I'll tell this story. I was talking to Major General Janet Cobb one day when we were doing an interview with her over at the battleship. And she said, she always called me my Marine. And I said, well, where'd you get that from? She says, because my Marine is always pictures already in my brig on the battleship. But anyway, she says, let me tell you my story.
I think it is the Tom Claxton Memorial Brig.
It is. Yeah, that's what they got on it. She said, we went to Kuwait. And she said, I was in charge of the embarkation and importing of all of the products and all coming in there for, I guess it was Desert Storm and all that stuff. And she said, when we got there, she said, we had 20 deuce and a halves, you know, for the Army. And she said, about 2 days later, one of my gunnies come up and told me, he says, General, he said, I don't know what's wrong with our inventory and all, but he says, I'm missing three of these deuce and a halves. He says, We don't I don't know where they're at. He said, we've done a complete inventory. We checked everything. And she says, well, I don't know. She said, we're going to be here like 9 months. And I said, we'll see when we get ready to go. So she said 9 months passed, and they were getting ready to do it. And word went out that they were pulling out and securing that area. And the Marine detachment and all that was on down the road there from them was there. And they were going to get pulled out too. And she said, my gunny come in, and he says, General, he says, our three deuce and a half showed up. She said, what do you mean? He said, I think I know where they've been. She said, well, what do you mean by that? He said, it's got USMC on them.
Hey, that was called requisitioning.
There you go. 10-finger requisitioning. Man, you know, they always don't call me the expert because they made me supply chief because if we needed something, I always went and got it. I didn't always, sometimes I had to unchain it, but I got it. But anyway, you know, that's really neat to be around a lot of those vehicles. And we have a lot of them that are still available and participate in a lot of these military events. But another thing that we're seeing on this time, I've already got a call from some guys with rat rods. And one of the guys called, and he and two or three of his buddies, and they wanted to know if we had a ward for that division. I said, oh, yeah. So I've got a best of show rat rod. You know, he said, oh, okay, we're loading up, we're coming.
Good deal.
You know? And so we got that coming. We've got a new deal this year that anybody that comes over and checks out the show and walks around and looks at all the cars, each car on the windshield will have a registration paper on it. And on that registration paper will be a QR code. And we're going to have a People's Choice Award. So if you're walking around there, you and your friends or buddies or whatever, and you say, man, I like that car. I'd like to vote for that for People's Choice. All you do is walk up to the windshield, take your phone, and scan that QR code, and then the voting sheet for that vehicle will come up. And then you just go down in there, it says People's Choice. You just hit People's Choice and then send, and then that logs it into the computer. So once all of the judging and all is over with, we'll have a People's Choice Award as well.
That's pretty neat, that new scoring system.
It is. Well, we're really pleased to do that.
It's going to be interesting to see how all that works out.
Well, but we're going to be able to start judging about 9 o'clock.
That's right.
And when the last vehicle parks and that judge walks up to it and he scans that QR code, and it'll put the vote sheet for that vehicle up on his phone or his tablet, whatever he's using to judge with, and they put the scores and all down there, and they close that, and then we get a printout and up at our tent up there. Wow. I call it command headquarters.
That's right.
You know, being a Marine. See, but then we get a printout immediately. We don't have to mess with all that paper.
It's amazing.
And then, but here's the part that I liked about it. Number one, I didn't like having to shuffle all those papers. And all of you guys that have been involved in car shows and everything will know what I'm talking about. But then sometimes people might be chosen for a special paint or special interior or special motors or rims and tires or something like that. I mean, you don't ever, you don't go like, I didn't really think that guy deserved that award. You know, I saw two or three other vehicles made look better than that.
That's right.
Well, we don't have to do that now. We don't have any control over that. Because whatever those judges do individually out there, then what I'm looking at and the way I decided to go with that program was, that I feel like that my people that come in and register their vehicles and put their vehicles on show and they busted their butt.
That's right.
I mean, you know, I had a shop, automotive shop, for 30-something years. So I know how much trouble it is, you know, and I've detailed vehicles and painted and touched up and cut up and covered little scratches and all. If I bust my butt and I'm the best-looking cat there, I want my damn award.
That's right.
You know? And I don't want my buddy's buddy giving it to his buddy's buddy. So,
unfortunately, you see that a lot. Unfortunately,
well, yeah, sure you do. You know, I've been around scoring enough now with all that paperwork. I kind of watch to see how that stuff goes, and I said, man, there's got to be a better way. You know, because I know what it costs to fix those cars, build them, and those Jeeps and things. And, I mean, hell, when you see some vehicles that's got $15,000, $18,000 dang tires and rims on them.
That's right.
I'm going like, what? I don't pay that much for a vehicle. But anyway.
And you know, really, none of these guys go to a show for a trophy. But when they know that they're
right.
best in class,
right.
without a doubt, and they don't get it, it's,
right.
it's
well,
a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, that busted your bubble.
That's right. That's
and
right.
then you might decide you're not
well,
coming.
Next year, you remember
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah, you're not coming.
That's right.
You know, so I just wanted it to be straight up. AJ, as we say in the Marine Corps, AJ squared away. And for it to be factual. And then we've got three different judges going around. And these guys, this is not their first rodeo. All of these people actually work for the Bayou Sierra Baptist Church
yep.
car club up there. And they do this scoring every year, and they've used this particular program for 3 years.
Yeah, those guys are good.
So they're good. So I hired them to come in here and do that, rather than, so our guys can get trained,
so
you know, down the road.
Basically, a third party.
No oh yeah, it's not even.
That's
they
right.
they don't have nothing to do with us.
That's right.
You know, they're the outside group, but they're experts in their field.
That's right.
So I feel like that all of our people that are bringing their cars and vehicles over there are gonna get a better shake.
That's right.
You know, and I want them to leave there and say, well. That car, that vehicle sure did look better, a little bit better than mine. I know what I want to do for next year's
That's
show.
Right. You know where you need to work.
Right, yeah, yeah. So maybe you need to touch up something or under the fender wheels or, you know, I might want to polish a piece of chrome on the motor a little bit better.
Unless you got a rat rod. Then
yeah.
you just bring it nasty
you
as you bring it.
Rat rod, then bring the ugliest thing you got, baby. You know, bring it on.
It'll hurt your feelings when you're sitting there with a $100,000 car and they walk by you to look at the rat rod.
I know, yeah. And then the rat rod's getting more attention than you, and it's built out of the graveyard behind
That's
the
right.
shop.
That's
know?
Right.
But we just feel like we got a better show, and that's where we're going. We want to have one of the better shows on the coast. And we'll be right back here in just a minute, and I think we're going to have Mr. Dent walking on board with us. And I think he's a member of the Scatterwags.
He's one of those questionable ones, usually.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the guys I'm really worried about right there, man. I don't know what kind of hat he's wearing. But and for further information, you can check us out on the other side.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
No, sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible in supporting our veterans. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer group, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, and one of our newest sponsors, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist. And we don't want to forget Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady. And Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive. And the Charlie Wilson Agency, as well as Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And again, a big event coming up this weekend at the Battleship. It's the Veterans Helping Veterans Car Show in Jeep Bash. We've been talking with Mr. Greg Looney, and I think we're joined by Mr. Dent Boykin. From the Scallywag Jeep Club. Question, Tom.
Yes.
If you got the Scallywags and the Rat Rods, could you have like a face-off like the Sharks and the Jets? While you're
there? I don't know if our Scallywags can dance that well.
How you doing, Dent?
I'm good.
Hey, Dent got the joke.
Yeah, he got it. Yeah. Well, you know, he's that kind of guy.
I'm a theater geek. I performed in West Side Story. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Uh-oh, that's right. That's right. You are. Both of you guys, Cal and Dan, here are our stars.
That's right.
So, yeah. Yeah, I directed it once, so I understand the dance part of it.
Phenomenal shows.
You guys way the hell over my head. I don't know.
I'm lost.
Yeah, I'm lost. I'm lost.
I'm checking my email.
Yeah. Let me get on Facebook, see what's going on there, because y'all way over me on your conversation. But, Ned, how long have you been in the Scallywags, and how long have we actually had it here on the coast?
We've had Scallywags about 4 years. I think we just celebrated its fourth birthday. They're here in Mobile. And on the Mississippi coast, Florida coast, North Carolina, middle of Mississippi, and Virgin Islands. And Greg, what's the new chapter?
Yeah, I think Arkansas, I believe. We just had Arkansas, it start here recently. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So y'all got thousands of Jeeps are involved with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thousands of members all over the, mainly along the Gulf Coast, though.
Well, I tell you what, I know you and Jasmine are big parts of the Scallywags. And what about her tails and what is that deal? Tails and trails? Tails and trails and the cards. What does she call that card deal?
Oh, Trail Traders, yeah. Jasmine and her fiance, Trey, they got a brain fart one day like we all do, except for they actually stepped out and made something from a good idea they had. And, of course, we all grew up with baseball cards, and then there were Pokemon cards for our kids. So they came up with trading cards for off-road vehicles and also for cruisers. So they do custom trading cards of your vehicle. They'll take you'll send in a picture of your vehicle. They'll take the image, and you design everything online, the coloring, the color, the style. And then Jasmine will send you a proof. If you like it, then they'll send it out back to you. It costs, the basic cost, $15 for 25 cards, and that's probably the cheapest thing you'll buy for your car.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah. Man, you can't buy air for that.
And it's really neat when you get these things, and every time you make a change to your Jeep, you know, you got to call Jasmine and say, I changed some wheels up, so we got to schedule another photo shoot and get some new cards made up. But you swap these things around, and now they're doing them with the cruiser cards, which are, whether it's street rods or late model cars or whatever. And it's really a great idea, and they've done well with that.
That is awesome. Yeah, I mean, it's really neat to see that. But I know we're very appreciative of having you and your group to come in here with us. And we've had the pleasure of being able to go to your events that you have up at Double Gates, up there at your grandfather's place. And y'all had, what, about 100 Jeeps or so registered and another 100 sitting on the sidelines at your last events y'all had.
Yeah, that's right. At Tales and Trails, that the Scallywags put on in March of every year, we can only limit it to 100 Jeeps on the trails itself, so it makes it somewhat of an exclusive event.
Right.
But, we a whole lot more Jeeps can come in. Listen, we have live music, Jeremy Rowe live music, games and funs and a lot of things going on.
It's a fun day. It really is a fun day. They have two different trails that you can ride, whether you want to do the wet trails or the dry trails. And here a couple of years ago, I talked the owner of my Jeep into doing the dry trails. And that 4.5 inches of rain they had the night before, there were no dry trails.
There were no dry trails.
So I'm still getting mud out of it.
Pressure, we got burned up 2 or 3 pressure washers. Yeah. But, you know, that being said, we're very appreciative of having her in her event, the things that they do, be part of our Jeep bash, you know, there on the bay, and help bring in the Scallywags. Now, aren't you also a member or a part of the military vehicles or something here on the coast? Or how does that work?
Yeah, there is a it's Dixie Division Military Vehicle Preservation Group.
Right.
And it's a statewide group, and usually in April of each year, there's a meetup at the battleship, and it's sort of like a swap shop. People will bring things that they need to change or show off what they've done,
right,
and or show off their newest vehicle.
We're
going to have fun when you get all the military vehicles there.
Yeah, so we're going to have some of those vehicles at the event this Saturday. I know I've got confirmation from one of our gentlemen that has he's either got a 43 or 44 Jeep with a trailer for that period of time. So I told him, yeah, come on, because we got a trophy and a special trophy just for military.
Yeah, yep. I think I know who you're talking about. He stripped that thing down to the to the bare metal and redid everything completely from the ground up. When he finished it, I said, what you going to do now? And I think that's about the time he went and got the trailer.
That's a neat rig.
Yeah, really. Yeah. He's got it's an awesome rig. And I was talking with Cal about it. Cal's an old Marine there as well. And talking about I had one of those, and you know, one of those 44 model Jeeps when I was in the Marine Corps in 56.
Who knew then that Jeeps would be a style, you know, a fashion
statement?
Yeah,
you couldn't kill it, man. I love mine. You couldn't kill it.
That's right.
You could make donuts out there and parade ground and everything in the afternoon when nobody was looking, and you know, they would run over anything.
That's right.
Climb any kind of wall, just about it. But I'm looking forward to just really having a very unique show again this year, Dan, and I'm extremely pleased to have you and all of your group there with the other scallywags come in. If y'all come in one day with all those pirate hats on there with those cocked hats on, I'm going to know something. the scallywag group. I wonder how many skeletons we're going to have over there in the Jeeps.
Oh, probably quite a few.
Yeah. It's where do y'all get that from? I know Greg's got some in his Jeeps.
Scully will be with me. I can tell you
Scully?
That. Yeah, that's Scully.
Oh, okay.
He's shy. He don't talk a lot, but he keeps me company.
Well, okay. As long as he's not a bomber.
I tell you the story behind the skeletons. If you're riding down the road and you see those blue lights come up behind you, that's when you pull over and throw the skeleton in the driver's seat.
Oh, put the skeleton in the driver's seat. All right. So he said, I told you to slow down. Yeah, that's the way that goes. But that's neat. But that's the thing about the Jeepsters in that group. They just have fun, man. You know, they get out and ride around and they really have a blast. And looking forward to having a great show over there this weekend and trying out our new judging program. I think everybody's going to be pleased with it. I've been extremely satisfied with the way it works and going through, you know, pre-registered and pre-registered vehicles and also. By the way, we've got some Jeeps coming from Pensacola, and we've got some coming from Gulfport as well. It's already registered.
Great.
Yeah. Glad to have you on board, Dent. Appreciate it. We'll see you over there, buddy.
All right. See you this weekend.
See you. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Dent. All right. And, you know, and for more information, you can always check us out on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And on the other side of the break, my tirade on suicide is, you know, it's painless. And more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network. And he keeps throwing these fingers up here and all. So you want me to stretch and stretch and stretch.
As long as it's multiple fingers.
I stretch. I did it. At least he wasn't telling me I was number one.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Killing is easy. We as humans have been doing it since the dawn of time with Cain and Abel by the jawbone of an ass. See, the Democrats did start the whole damn thing. Or for you Darwinists out there, since Arthur Clarke brought the monolith to the apes. Since then, we humans have become increasingly adept at killing and refining our art of war. We have evolved from the jawbone to the slingshot, from the musket to the .50 cal, from the catapult to the mortar, from the spear to the cruise missile. from line of sight to laser guided. Along the way, we have perfected the art of raining death upon our enemies. But we have yet to comprehend the truly human toil of the carnage. No, not the collateral damage that is so often spoken of in the apologetic press, but the effect that war has upon those who wage it. Specifically, our men and women in uniform. To put it into perspective, the year was 2012, and the suicide rate amongst the nation's active duty military personnel spiked, eclipsing the number of troops dying in battle and on a pace to set a record annual high since the start of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as reported by the Pentagon. Suicides continue to increase even as the United States military and the VA stepped up efforts to provide mental health, drug and alcohol, and financial counseling services. In 2012, the military reported that there had been 354 suicides among active duty troops through this year, a rate of nearly one each day. That number represented an 18% increase over the 130 active duty military suicides for the same period in 2011. It's a lot of discouraging numbers, but no solutions in sight. I made those comments in my tirade of June of 2012. Unfortunately, we have been asked to accept a, quote, new norm of suicides among our active military and veterans. That's right, just deal with it, according to a report from USA Today. A little background first. The Army's suicide rate for active duty soldiers averaged nearly 11 per 100,000 from September 11, 2001 until shortly after the Iraq invasion in 2004. It more than doubled over the next 5 years, and with the exception of a spike in 2012, has remained largely constant at 24 to 25 per 100,000, roughly 20 to 25% higher than a civilian population of the same age and gender makeup as the military. And according to the experts, there is no answer in sight. David Rudd, president of the University of Memphis, who served on a panel of scientists that reviewed military mental health programs and issued a critical report in 2014, has commented, quote,
years of relative stability at these profound higher rates may well be the new normal.
So let's just throw up our hands and surrender. I have no doubt that suicides did in fact occur in prior conflicts, but the Department of Defense only started tracking them since 1980, which makes it difficult to provide any valid comparisons with prior conflicts, such as World War II, Korea, or Nam. Many have attempted to place the blame for the ongoing rash of suicides on the current scenario in which a bulk of service members have been subjected to multiple deployments or the dire financial straits which face our military and their families with their never-ending summers of recovery. I would challenge both assertions. Although there are no records of suicides from World War II, the topic is a rarity in the many memoirs and books on the period. And our fighting men of the day were facing the Great Depression at home and enlistment periods for the duration plus 6 months. And yet, they fought and died in combat, not by their own hand. Perhaps what is equally distressing is that those in power seem to have no clue as to how to defuse the current situation, except to endlessly claim that they need to hire more mental health professionals, most of whom have no experience in combat. However, in their attempts to compartmentalize the pieces of the problem, they fail to recognize that the suicide epidemic is not confined to the active duty force. In fact, as we have reported on numerous occasions on the Scuttlebutt Network, it is estimated that 22 of our nation's veterans commit suicide every day, a majority of whom are plugged into the VA system. Unfortunately, what the mental health professionals and military brass may be missing is that while this generation rightly deserves to be called the greatest generation of our lifetimes, they are dramatically different from their World War II predecessors. While no one would question their patriotism, they have been reared on instant gratification and weaned on the almighty Xbox. Theirs is a culture of Red Bull, monster drinks, and adrenaline fuel thrill seeking. They live for the high, and for them, the military becomes a natural outlet forthwith. However, when the high fades and the PlayStation cannot provide their fix, they are faced with a harsh reality. War is not a game. The killing is real, as are the mental wounds which never truly heal. And while you can restart the mission on Call of Duty, the effects of suicide are permanent, painful, and selfish. We as a nation owe it to those who have taken the oath to ensure that they are embraced and that we never fail to give them and their families the support that they deserve. Killing is easy. It is living that can often be difficult, but our only alternative is to lose a generation of our heroes to their own misguided sense of worthlessness. And in doing so, lose ourselves in our own isolation. We must recognize that when one of our heroes takes their own life, whether it is through violence or drugs, the effect is not limited to those who serve with them. It is not a tree falling in the forest. It is a stone thrown into the water. It drops silently into the void. But the ripples of its passing affect not only those brothers in arms that they have served with, but not only their loved ones, not only their friends, but their loss will impact hundreds, if not thousands. Who will wonder why such a hero could succumb to such a silent killer? How could someone so strong have done something so senseless and left us all alone in a hell of hurting? Wonder why? It is shameful that our military leaders and politicians left to make those who are lost political pawns in their quest for power. They have had 2 decades to solve this problem. And yet, as we have seen with so many issues concerning our veterans and military, we are simply pawns in their quest to maintain power and divide us as a vital voting majority. And so we should remember that we as veterans are the first line of defense against our brothers and sisters taking their own lives. We must step in and embrace our fellow service members and veterans and let them know that they belong with us, the living. We must get them plugged into a mission for their lives and out of the despair into which most of them have fallen. We must ensure that no one is left behind and alone to fall through the cracks. All it takes is to reach out to your brother or sister in arms. Let them know that they belong, that they are prized, and that no one will let them go. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. A couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, Tom, I pulled that tirade back up. I think it's probably been over 10 years since we recorded the very first version of that. But September is Suicide Prevention Month, and it really hit home here in the last couple of weeks. Had a veteran friend of mine called the Veterans Crisis Line, the one that they've got on the VA.gov.
Right.
And they ended up doing an online chat, like so many of those places are doing now. And it just happened to be on a Sunday. And, the person that whoever it was that they were quote unquote chatting with, turns out was not a veteran.
Oh, man.
My friend was in a very bad way. And the response that they got from this chat, whoever it was, well, it's a weekend. It'll be tomorrow before you can get somebody to help you.
Damn.
And I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me.
That's just freaking unbelievable. Oh, yeah.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
How they can justify something like that.
Well, I don't either. I was just quoting some figures to Greg here a while ago. I was with Admiral Kent Davis here a couple of days ago, like a week ago or so, I guess it was, and we were talking about suicides and the fact that, and one of the things that he threw at me was that, we lost like, 71,000 troops in all of the Vietnam era. And then since the Vietnam era, when records have been kept, the suicide rate up until like now is close to 500,000. Million suicides.
Yeah.
Just figure, we got 50 states. And we've got, we've got 22 a day. Even if you don't do that, but multiply, you 365 times 22 times, wow. 30 years, 40 years, 50 years? I mean, come on, the number's pyramid,
man. The thing is, Tom, take that number and compare it to the amount of money that the federal government and even state and local governments have thrown at this. And I will say, I was very honored because that veteran friend of mine actually, I had actually texted him that day. And after they got off the line, they called. They ended up getting in touch with me.
That's a blessing.
And
I know you being a Marine, you know. Yeah, you can talk your language.
But it's up to, like you said in the tirade, it's up to each of us to make sure that they don't fall through the cracks.
That is so true. And it's just dang unbelievable. And we're so blessed to have the Vets Resources here in the Mobile area. John Kilpatrick, by the way, he's going to be our new Veteran of the Year this year. And that way he'll kind of bump me over to the curb because I was since 24. But and another thing. Awesome weather. Give it to us, Mr. Greg.
It's a car show forecast for us, for sure. We're sunny, 88 Saturday and sunny. So if you got a tent, bring it.
Bring your tent. Bring you some soda waters and some ice water and come on. But good show, Brother Cal, and very appreciative of all you guys working with us on the car show and all. We're looking forward to it. And we'll be able to help the Warrior Legacy and Equine Therapy and South Alabama Veterans Council and some of these other events with our donations over there. So, hoorah!